My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus Christ is the King of the universe. Jesus Christ is the King of the universe. If you believe that, say amen. 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 And Father Vedder is the Bishop of Helena. Father Vedder is now Bishop Vedder. Bishop Vedder. It was amazing to be there this past week. Father Dominic and I drove out, all the way out and all the way back, crying the whole way. And it is a long way, in case you're wondering. About 9 or 10 hours out, we were singing Smoke on the Water and Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do all the way, trying to keep ourselves entertained along the way. It was amazing to be there, really and truly, especially to see Father Vedder, now a bishop, take his seat in his cathedra in the Cathedral of St. Helena. It's an amazing cathedral. It would compete with ours, by the way. It was amazing to see him there, especially humbly taking that spot. I understand that there were other priests who were asked to take that position and said no. Father Vedder humbly accepting that responsibility. And I could see in him the faith of every one of you here and all the people of our diocese willing to go out and share our belief in Jesus Christ. I'll have you know that the first things that Father Vedder said touched my heart very much. As he stood up in front of everybody, if you had the chance to see it, you know, the first thing he said is that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is truly risen. Now, he said that to these people, especially because they've been waiting for so long, they probably were wondering if Jesus had forgotten them. But he needed to say that to them, especially to give them great hope. And you and I need to have that same conviction that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Why? Because there's a lot of people who don't believe in him. There are a lot of people who may believe something about Jesus. You know that he was a good, wise man, that he served the poor. But what they don't know is that Jesus Christ is actually truly the King. And his kingship comes from his power over death and over sin. We can see the questions that arise in the thief and all of the people who are standing around Jesus at his crucifixion. It seems like the worst ending to a really good man's life, as he is nailed to the cross, mocked by the powerful army of that day, the Roman soldiers. You saved others, why can't you save yourself? Where's your power if you are a king? In fact, my brothers and sisters, why was it that our Lord was convicted and put to death? What was the reason that was actually given? We don't have it hung above our crucifix here. Maybe we should get one. But you can see it hung above most crucifixes. I-N-R-I. The reason they nailed those words above Jesus' head and above every person who was killed by the Romans in those days, they always nailed above their head the reason why they were convicted, what they had done wrong. And what was our Lord's offense? That he was a king. The ultimate mockery. The mockery continues in our hearts and in our own day and age. Does Jesus really have the power to save us? If he's really God, where is he at in the midst of all of our sins? Where is he at in the midst of the chaos? My brothers and sisters, we should pay close attention to one of the thieves who was watching all of this, who later became a saint. As he looked upon Jesus, he didn't have any reason more than you and I to believe that Jesus was a king. He could have very easily joined in their mocking. It might have been funny, one last laugh before he died. But instead, he opened his heart to the possibility that this might be a king. The possibility that this man who was dying on the cross might be God. And so he said to him these words, and I hope you never forget them, and I hope I never forget them, because they should be the words that are on our lips every single day, and particularly as we're getting ready to die. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nobody else was saying anything like that at the cross. And St. Luke, whose gospel we've been following throughout this whole year, this is the last Sunday of the year, he's always looking out, if you look at his gospel, for the poor. Paying attention to those poor, those who are lowly, those who are despised and sinners. St. Luke paid attention. He's the only gospel writer who tells us this story that we heard, that we hear. This convicted criminal asking our blessed Lord to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. What kingdom? Where is his kingdom? Those questions can linger in our hearts, especially when we're having difficult days, especially when the world seems to be in chaos, especially when we have to go through the day-to-day routine of following what God asks us to do, and we say, where are you, Lord? Are you really the king of the universe? The faith of this convicted criminal needs to inspire us. And our blessed Lord, who has very little breath left on the cross, he actually is dying on his throne from suffocation, lack of breath, uses one of his last breaths to say to this one who's put his hope in him, amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. His kingdom exists. It is far greater than you and I could ever imagine. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is coming. The kingship of Jesus seems fake, distant, and impossible. Let's face that reality. But it's fake, distant, impossible only because he is not yet the king of our hearts. He is not yet the king of our lives. How are we showing that he really is king of our hearts and of our lives? How do we show that to others? Are we afraid to show it? You know, we want to do this only certain times of the day, maybe once a week, where we come and we acknowledge that Jesus is really my king. Where are those symbols? Are they in our homes? Do we talk to others about Jesus being truly a king? Not an arrogant king, but a king nailed to a cross, reigning not on a throne of gold, but on that throne which will take his life. Coming to Mass, showing our deep love for Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, looking out for the poor, like Jesus is always doing. Those are the moments where we show and prove that we really belong to Christ our King. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is King of the universe. As Father Vedder, now Bishop Vedder, said, Jesus is risen from the dead. He has all power and authority and kingship. He is simply waiting for us to acknowledge that, hoping that we, like the repentant thief, will say, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Let's let this week be the week where you and I proclaim that Jesus Christ is truly the King. He truly is. Let's allow ourselves to do that, especially now as we raise him up in this Holy Eucharist and great thanksgiving to our God and Father who has given him to us. We prepare ourselves to receive our King in this Holy Eucharist.